Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, joined by my other half, Boris.
And that's me. Hello.
Our show is available live on your radio, also live through the app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and through the website, amyspurpose.com. We're broadcasting from Miami via satellite, and later, it's a podcast. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials from people in the field and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is needed. Education is necessary, awareness is needed, and comfort is vital. I believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and I hope we can be a source of healing for each other. My healing came from God, but there are other forms of healing as well presented to everyone. Life can be very challenging, but always know there's someone who cares. The song was Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. It's a beautiful song. I get to pick the songs. It's fun. And I thought it would be more fun if you guys helped me pick it. So if you go to amyspurpose.com, tell me what songs you might want to hear. You guys are what makes this show, my listeners. And it would be great to make you a part of it. Sometimes we are really amused by our dreams and sometimes tortured by nightmares. Nightmares can be so vivid and can affect some of us the entire day if we remember them at all. Or do we just wake up feeling bad knowing we must have had a nightmare? Can nightmares have such control over our sleep and our emotions? Or can we learn to manipulate our dreams where they're no longer nightmares but different dreams and different experiences? Someone who truly cares is Patricia Elton Jay, known as the Dream Weaver, who we are blessed to have with us today. Patricia Elton Jay is an author, dream analyst, transactional analysis practitioner, and long-term leader of dream training workshops. She's a personal dream consultant to business leaders and celebrities worldwide, as well as ordinary folk. She uses dream work to help herself overcome childhood trauma. Patricia seeks to help others by providing guidance through her unique gifts of dream reading and dream interpretation. Patricia lives in Los Angeles and is also a holistic health expert and medical advocate. Patricia is also the author of Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. Patricia, thank you for being with us and welcome to the show.
Nice to be here with you, Amy.
Patricia, let's talk about dreams, because I know that it can be very challenging for some of us. Some of us have lovely sleep and very restful sleep, and some of us wake up several times a night with nightmares. I'm sure you can help a lot of us. In your book, you talk about an early childhood traumatic experience that influenced your interest in dream work. Can you tell us about that experience and how it moved you to start dream work?
Yes, but first, on your first comment, I just want to start out by saying all dreams wish us well. So sometimes there are scary images. We don't like to call them nightmares anymore. I just say sometimes we have scary images and they are presented to us for a reason, which we will talk about later. So anyway, yes, I had childhood trauma. As a 5.5-year-old, I was kidnapped and molested and was rescued, fortunately. But the trauma was deeply ingrained in my soul, so to speak, or in my body on the cellular level for many years. I was able to finally connect with it as an adult, a young adult. I went through different forms of trauma therapy, and then I got involved in the health field, and ultimately, specifically, got into dream work. And that's what helped me the most, was working through the dream world that in some ways haunted me. I had at the time called them nightmares, and that's what really was my blessing, ultimately, to find out and able to clear it from myself.
Patricia, that must be very difficult, to be kidnapped at 5 years old and go through that experience. I can't imagine how strong you are. What an amazing woman you are. Certainly, you must have suffered PTSD, and that comes
That's
with
right.
a lot of nightmares. But you find
we don't call them nightmares anymore.
But you know, it's wonderful that you found a way to make the best out of it and make it work not only for you, but for others. Thank you for that. Once you had all these nightmares and you got into DreamWorks, did you have instances where you did not remember your dreams, but you just woke up feeling bad? You know that you had a nightmare. You're almost certain, and you kind of have an idea, but you can't say the details. Tell me about
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. And this is nowadays, I help people capture their dreams and remember them and allow them to use them. But yes, sometimes we are, our psyche, our self is just not ready to experience what is bubbling up from our unconscious. And what's bubbling up for us is so frightening that we aren't ready to deal with it. But ultimately, when you allow it to come through and recount the images and hopefully have a dream interpretation specialist who can help you understand what messages are coming through for you in order to help you, then you have a whole new terrain and foundation to grow on.
So how do you capture your dream? You put a dream catcher over your bed, or you learn to sleep lightly or something? How do you do that?
Yes, there's a this is the takeaway. One of the takeaways today is how to capture your dream. And it's in the chapter of my book, which is The Dream Class.
Nice.
And we have a chapter on how to capture your dream. And the first step is to keep a pad, pen, or recording device next to your bed. And before you go to sleep, you set your lymen. Now, the lymen is the state between waking and sleeping and waking. So we tell ourselves to set this lymen to, I will remember my dream, even if it's only one image. I will remember something from my dream. You go to sleep, you have your pad or recording device by your bed. Upon waking, you do not open your eyes. You keep your eyes closed for this 3 to 4 minute period in the lymen state between sleeping and waking. And that's when you can capture an image or a whole scenario as you become more practiced. So you keep your eyes closed and you jot down, oh, I did see something. There was a cat. And you write it down with your eyes closed. I'll tell you why. The second you open your eyes, you are no longer in the lymen state and things disappear. So this is how we train ourselves. And dream work is a practice, like yoga or golf or any other sport or bridge. it's a practice. So we practice these tools that I teach in the book, and this is the most elementary tool to start, and you write down that image. Then you can open your eyes, and if they're...
So in a way, on a conscious level, you let your subconscious know that you're going to dream. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure. We will continue to interpret dreams when we return.
Please call in if you would like to ask about your dream. Call 1-866-34-TRUTH. Stay with us.
We will be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
I've been having dreams, jumping on a trampoline, flipping in the air. I never land, just float a bit. As I'm looking up, suddenly the sky erupts. Flames in the trees spread to fallen leaves. Now they're
and now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again. Welcome to the show. I'm Amy Cabo.
Remember, you can listen to the radio show live through The Cure app under Amy Cabo. And later the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure on any podcast app. And please subscribe.
That was Trampoline by Shayette. We picked the songs, but you guys can help us with suggestions. It's when you start looking up, think of heaven, not the things here on earth, that the sky erupts, the angels cheer, and all their darkness lights up in flames. Even though there are falling leaves upon us, even though we feel like dying, we will always feel so loved as long as we have God. We are talking to Patricia Elton J., who is helping us make sense of our dreams. Patricia, we were talking earlier about believing that you will remember the dreams, like faith will save you, that kind of thing. And just helping your conscience effort, training your conscience effort to try to recognize your subconscious effort, if you're able to even sleep later. And if you can't, at least sleep in so that you can try to stay connected to that whatever level you were talking about. That's just a recap. But there's also some wonderful key phrases that you use in your book. If you can go through some of those, I really like them. Know your dreams, know yourself.
When you know your dreams, you learn to know yourself, because this is the second psychic system, as Carl Jung used to call it, or our sixth sense, is behind our conscious mind, which is our daily life and what we do and the people who are in our lives. And behind the scenes, which our dream life works at, on that level in our subconscious, when you start to understand what's behind the scenes, you know yourself even more, and you have more of an advantage to really transform your life.
What if you dream something that you would completely never do? Like you're thinking, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did this in my dream. How could that be? I mean, well, you would think you're dreaming of fear then, right?
No, because there are no limitations in our dream world, and our unconscious doesn't have the limitations of gravity, doesn't have the limitations of anything, and it actually has come. It's symbolic. So the dream images, and the things we can do in our dreams really are symbols of other things, and that's why it takes interpretation of those symbolic meanings. So it doesn't mean we're really going to fly. These are other things. So if you were flying in your dreams or even jumping off of a cliff and falling, doesn't really mean that. So if we're flying, the symbol is we're going up into our head, into our mentality, into our masculine. We divide our consciousness in terms of masculine and feminine, and the masculine images are in the head, the thinking, the doing, the action part of life. And when we're in our feminine mode, it is down, lower, so it's in our feeling-centeredness, and that's the feminine. So when we're going down, we're going into our feminine feeling-centeredness. When we're going up, we're going into our mental, male, doing, action-centeredness. So these images are tricky at first, but once you get it, and it's all in the book, The Dream Class by Patricia Eltinge, that's me. So learning to decipher these symbols is where it's at.
Nice. So there is meaning behind these images that we create subconsciously, correct? Not just the flying means we're growing in our relationship with God in life, or we're growing in our relationship with our spouse. It's not that simple.
Yes.
There's more to it
yes.
than meets
oh,
the
yes.
eye. Okay. So how about all dreams wish as well? Really? Even all scary dreams?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Even the scary images in dream mean us well, because it's the messages coming through from our unconscious to our conscious, trying to bubble through, and they come through in a hierarchy of people, nature, and things. So when we're dreaming of things, it's further away from coming to consciousness. So that's table, chair, car, things, computers, those are things. Then the next level, when it's coming through towards consciousness, would be nature, dogs, cats, you know, animals, trees, rivers, oceans, nature. So it's coming to a higher level of getting the message. Then the highest point to coming to consciousness is dreaming of people. So then it's really, we're ready to hear the message. We're ready to get the message when we're dreaming of people in our dreams. But everything in the dream is an aspect of yourself. So that's another...
That's amazing.
...tricky aspect.
I did not know that. That really is amazing. I mean, I think mostly... I thought everybody mostly dreamt of people. But it's a different level. There's more of a message that way.
Yes, and the people that you dream of in your dreams were just actually... using those people as characters in our play, so to speak. So you are, we have a database, almost like central casting in the movie, where we have everybody we've ever met, or anyone we've ever read about or seen in the movies, or we can use these different character types for the plays that our subconscious is creating for us to hear a message.
So if an ex-boyfriend says, oh, I dreamt about you, what could that mean?
Well, I would ask
what's the message in that one? Years later, that
I
is.
Would ask, in what scenario? I would say, well, what character type would you say Amy is? What does she mean to you? What aspect of yourself? And since you are a woman, the other trick to this is the Jungian paradox, you would be representing the masculine part of him. So I would say, what character type is she? If it's these are thoughts or ideas, so I would ask him what you represented, and then I would take that representation that he tells me and say, well, what's going on in your life where this is coming into play?
I see. Right. I thought it was unusual. Okay.
Also, your boyfriend dream about you? Old boyfriend, that is?
I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Please check our app, The Cure.
Please call us if you want to ask what your dream means. Call us, 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH. We would love to hear from you.
We will be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I'm afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. Are you here to distract me so I make a big mistake? Or are you someone out there who's a little bit like me? Who knows deep down I'm not where I'm meant to be? Every day's a little harder as I feel your power grow.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
With Amy and Boris, The Cure. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m., guys, or our app, or you can go to the website, amyspurpose.com.
All shows are available as a podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo on any podcast platform.
That was The Unknown by Panic at the Disco. I love my songs, but I love you guys too. And you can help by going to the website and giving your suggestions. Sometimes we're afraid of change, but there's a song that says you're not living until you take a leap. There's always a risk when going into the unknown. The enemy is keeping you awake, trying to distract you, makes it more appealing so that you make mistakes. Every day gets a little harder. We're always called back to love, being that we're made in the image of Christ. And deep down, we know we're not where we're meant to be. The road to holiness is narrow and difficult, but it will take us to heights beyond what we know. We are talking to Patricia Altinge, who is helping us figure out dreams.
And we have a guest, Laura from Raleigh. She's calling about her dream.
Welcome to the show, Laura. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you. I'm calling in reference to, well, I'm calling about, since I was a little girl, I mean, very, very young, like all the way back to where I can remember, I've dreamed of where I'm flying, and very, very, real dreams. And in the dream, people are saying, well, how do you do it? How do you do it? And I said, well, you just have to, like, I said, when you get in the swimming pool and you're turning around with your feet, I said, you have to do that. I said, but you have to concentrate really, really hard, and then you'll get up off the ground. I said, don't forget to concentrate, and then pretty soon you'll lift yourself up farther up into the air. And the other is that I have dreams. I've dreamed about somebody, and then I'll see them, you know, that next day. Like, for instance, I hadn't seen them in a while, and I'll dream about them, and then there they are. But that's a long, long request. But I don't know if you could tell me about that, for those.
Well, yes. And flying, as I spoke before about flying, is we're going up. I try to correlate what's going on in your life at the time. So that's what the dreams are telling you. So you're in a business mode or a thinking mode or an action, what's going on in your life where you have to use your head rather than your feelings. So when you're for instance, when I was a child and my dreams were about getting away from the witch from when I was kidnapped. So my dreams of trauma were flying and getting away in this swimming, flying mode. And that correlated to me going up into my head and thinking my way out of things rather than because my feelings were too traumatized to feel my feelings. So it was safer for me before I understood what was going on. It was safer for me to think my way out of things and get into my masculine. So you're in your masculine mode when you're flying, and that's not necessarily bad if you're dealing with business and action, things you need to accomplish. That's all the masculine side of life. So then the
that makes sense.
Second component,
it definitely makes sense. Sorry?
It makes sense. Yes, that makes sense.
When I dream about somebody, then I see him the next day or the next, within a very short, soon after I dream about him.
Well, that happens. That happens. We connect energetically with people, as you probably feel. And you're energetically picking up what you're picking up their energy.
Those are really good questions, Laura. Those are really good questions. And I wanted to ask you, Patricia, and how about the recurring dreams, if you have recurring dreams of constantly fighting a force or fighting evil or fighting the devil or somebody trying to kill you, or what if you just have those kind of recurring dreams or any other kind of recurring dreams? Do you know the reason behind them?
Yes, recurring dreams, Amy, are when we have unresolved issues. We will have the recurring dreams, as I did as a child, had the recurring dreams of getting away from the wicked witch. And once I resolved my issues on that situation, those particular dreams disappeared. So it just means we have unfinished business that or unfinished. We don't have resolution with a particular issue. And that's what we work on in transactional analysis. That's what I do. We decipher the dream, and then once we decipher the dream, we know where the problems are, and then we can start asking pertinent questions.
I see. And you also talk about that when you wake up tired, that there's times that we wake up tired. How can we teach ourselves to stop them? The nightmares that wake you up, that are so vivid, that are so intense, that you wake up and then you don't want to go back to sleep, but you do just dream it again.
Yes, Amy. Well, we don't really want to stop the dreams we want to understand them. They're there for us. They're there to give us messages. And one of my quotes is, it actually comes from the Talmud. A dream uninterpreted is like a letter unopened. So we want these messages to come through. We just want to understand them. And then we get relief from the understanding of the messages. We don't want to cut them off because what doesn't get understood will persist.
So that was the phrase that you used. There are no bad dreams, only scary images.
That's right. Thank you, Boris.
See, I'm pitching in sometimes.
I like it.
You know, but what I'm really curious about is that I've been told that if you dream that you die in your dream, you really die in real life. And
no.
So what can you tell me? I know that you talk in your book about death, dreams of death and other people dying. I didn't even know you could dream that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Amy, this is a wonderful question. When we dream of ourselves dying, let's say I mentioned jumping off a cliff or falling off of some to what your death, there are aspects of ourselves sometimes that we're ready to let go of. And sometimes it comes in the form of a death. So there's a piece of ourself that's our old self that we don't need anymore, that no longer serves us. And when we dream of something else dying in our dream, whether it be an animal or a person, we decipher that what that represents as a character type, as a part of ourself again, and what aspect of ourself are we willing to let go of that no longer serves us.
So when you die in your dream, it should be an actual relief when you wake up, knowing you're not dead.
Right.
And then you get to start over.
That no longer serves you.
Yes. Without that dead part. How nice.
That's right.
Oh, I love it.
Transform for the better. We have lightened our load.
Nice.
We move forward in life.
Wow. See, there goes that saying, that jargon, that if you die, that you're dreaming, you die.
So don't be scared.
but that's amazing. I mean, you talk about so much in your book about, you know, so much about dreams. I didn't even know there was so much. You talk about colors in your dreams. What can you tell us about the importance of colors? If we do, if we even remember colors in dreams.
Well, it's not always an important factor, but when something is prominent and it shows up, you take note of it in your little pads or your device. You take note of the color, and there's a chapter in the book, The Dream Class, about colors, including black and white. And there's a hierarchy of colors, too. Different colors pertain to different energies that we have in ourselves. Or we could be relating to an image of, there's a yellow house, and say, oh, and we had a memory of our grandma had a yellow house. So it's individual as well. It's not across the board. This book, The Dream Class, is not a dictionary per se. It teaches people.
It's almost like hints to get you to a certain